Thank you. Thank you. That applause doesn't just mean a ceremony is starting. It means a chapter is ending and something far more exciting is about to begin. Not just for you, the graduates, but for your parents, your professors, and maybe even that one person beside you right now who's still unsure of what's next. Today isn't a finish line. It's a starting gate. And the starter's pistol, it's in your own hand. So let's take a breath and let's begin. Today is a page turner, not just for the people in the gowns, but for every parent who's been quietly holding their breath for the last 4 years, wondering if it would all work out, and for every graduate wondering if the tassel is heavy because of tradition, or because real life just got real. Let me start with something I haven't told many people. At my own graduation, I wore pants that didn't fit, I forgot my speech notes, and I accidentally toasted a juice box with the principal. True story, I was nervous, sweaty, and completely unsure what came next. And that's exactly what made it magic. See, we spend a lot of time waiting to feel ready. But the truth is, growth doesn't ask if you're ready. It just shows up and hands you the pen. So here you are. Pen in hand, blank page, no script. And in a world that's moving faster than it ever has, AI, drones, space travel, maybe even asteroid mining, what's the one thing we still need? Self-responsibility. Because no matter how advanced the tech gets or how many problems we outsource to algorithms, no one is going to care for your future like you will. Not the government, not your favorite influencer, not your school loans, and certainly not that person who promised you passive income in 30 days. It's you, your hands, your habits, your hustle. That's the truth they don't always print in the grad brochure. Now, let me talk to the kings and queens in the room. The parents, you've been the late night strategists, the taxi drivers, the tuition warriors, and the quiet strength behind so many of these wins. Thank you. But this next chapter, this is where your example matters most. Because your son or daughter isn't just listening to what you say. They're watching how you live. They're watching how you talk about money, about failure, about that one dream you shelved 10 years ago. So don't stop dreaming. Let them see you build again. Let them see you try. Let them hear your doubts and your determination. That's wealth. That's inheritance. Now, graduates. Let's talk about what's coming. This isn't just the end of school. It's the start of your sovereign era. You are not a victim of the world you inherit. You are a steward of the world you shape. And I don't care what your GPA was. I care about your imagination, your willingness to do hard things, your ability to delay pleasure, to build something meaningful. Because that's what it takes to write the next 30 years of your story with pride. And listen, there will be moments when the world tries to sell you comfort over calling. Be careful. Comfort doesn't build legacy. Here's what does. Building skill while others complain. Saying yes to opportunity before you feel qualified. Saying no to anything that steals your clarity. And surrounding yourself with people who build families, businesses, convictions, communities. You want a real shortcut? Show up every day like someone is counting on you. Because someone is. That future spouse you haven't met yet. That business you haven't built yet. That little boy or girl watching you one day, just like you watched your parents. Make that person proud. Now, let me leave you with one image. I call it the ledger ahead. Not a spreadsheet, not an income statement, but the life account you build over time. What you deposit in that ledger matters. Mornings you own, people you serve, ideas you fund, time you protect, adventure you say yes to, even when it's inconvenient. And someday, when someone asks you, what do you actually do? I hope you say something like, I build a life with my own hands, one I don't need a vacation from, one that inspires my family to dream bigger, one that feels honest, start to finish. Because if you build that life, you've already won. Now go sharpen your sword, carry your shield with humility, and write. Your ledger begins now. So here's your call to adventure. Start today. Write one true sentence in your life's ledger. Have the uncomfortable conversation. Ask the bigger question. Say yes to the thing that scares you because it probably matters. And when the world says, just follow the path, remember, you were born to build one. This is your time. And I'll see you, not just at the next milestone, but at the edge where the brave live and where the future is still yours to write. Until then, stay bold, stay kind, stay in motion. I'm Dustin Service, and this was your moment. Now go make the next one.